Hello there. Don't be alarmed. We're just preparing your listening device for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving. We do this, of course, by filling your radio with water. Don't worry. We're professionals. Thanks to me, you won't even get wet. You see, I've crammed every appendage of my body into the cracks and crevices of your radio, ensuring an airtight seal. By the way, don't touch your on-off knob. That's a very sensitive area. Anyway, I should remind you, we believe in the buddy system just like diving, so don't listen alone. Call your buddy and tell them that Scuba Radio is about to begin.
We're going to start a new life under the sea.
So, am I going to drown?
Of course not. Just stay calm and let the gentle currents relax your every muscle.
Under the sea. Under the sea.
Did it just get warmer?
There'll be no accusations, just friendly crustaceans under the sea.
Where the hell are the sharks?
And now, here's your dive guide for Scuba Radio, Greg the Dive Master.
And welcome to hour two of the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Happy 2015 to you. Now, you know, we got a lot of things to cover on the show today, or I don't know, it's kind of like an open brainstorming session on what to do for the year is kind of the mode we've taken. It actually took a strange turn because Scuba Radio Drunken Santa walked into the studio, but he did bring an assistant with him, or a healthcare provider, a nurse, or I don't know, drool bucket assistant. I don't know what the heck.
She's hot, right?
Well, yeah. I was going to say it's good that you brought somebody for a change.
I am no dummy.
Walking in with Bubble Boy or something. So, but the nice thing about this is that she wants to dive, and not only that, she wanted to be a mermaid, and evidently we made her dream come true. And since the hour one and hour two, now she's actually in a Scuba Radio mermaid tail. Am I right, Jill? Because I can't see her that well, which may just be better for me. Keep me out of trouble. I don't know. I don't know what it means. It's just
I'm in a mermaid. I'm in a mermaid.
You are
right
a mermaid, an official mermaid as we speak. So she's swimming around.
It took some time to get the zipper over my ass, but
okay. Well, that was some information we didn't necessarily have to.
God bless us, everyone.
Well, you know, there is a Merfest going on in North Carolina today. Where there's a convergence of mermaids from around the world at an event in North Carolina. I kid you not, it's called Merfest. You can go to ncmerfest.com.
Is that like an algae bloom?
No, I don't think it's anything that like an ointment won't clear up or something. No, it's definitely a mermaid convention, and I guess in a way, Jill, you're kind of bringing some of that. You know, some of that fantasy type stuff of being a mermaid here to the show today. So I thank you for that. I don't know. Maybe you should thank us for making your dreams come true of being a mermaid. It was always on your list, right?
It was. It's always been on my bucket list to be a mermaid. But can I ask you a favor? Can I not sit next to Drunken Santa anymore?
Well, you're kind of acting as a
Santa needs his blood pressure medication.
Yeah. Yeah, no, honestly.
He keeps playing with my tail.
Well, I can understand that. Now, Jill, just understand what's going on. You're basically acting as a human stick-up, like an air freshener, and you're kind of offsetting the stench and blocking it from the rest of everybody here in the studio. So I thank you for taking one for the team.
Okay.
You know, I made your dream of becoming a mermaid come true, and the least you can do for me is to block the stench of Drunken Santa from me. Okay? Is that a fair trade?
I don't have to touch him, though, do I?
No, you don't have to touch him.
Yeah. It'd actually be better if you didn't.
Okay,
that's good.
There's all these kind of, issues with disease control and things like that we don't have insurance for. So please do not touch him if at all possible.
I won't.
You need to create a barrier.
But I like this mermaid tail. Can I borrow it, or...?
What do you want to do with it? I mean, we usually take these things on trips and have the girls pose for, pictures and be in our Scuba Radio dive videos for scubaradio.com and that kind of thing. I don't know, but you got a scuba dive.
Yeah, so, that's true. I should learn to scuba dive before I actually wear the tail.
Get set to get wet.
Yeah. Okay, Drunken Santa. My God. Just, maintain a bubble around the mermaid, will you, please?
So scared.
You know, like
remember, it's always better down where it's wetter.
Yeah, yeah. Just so you know, Jill, you know, parrotfish underwater actually create a mucus bubble around themselves when they sleep at night.
That's my job.
And if there's any way you could do such a thing, yeah, it doesn't really.
I'll make some bubbles, Greg. I'll use my special powers.
Okay, Bubble Boy. I don't think that's really going to be appropriate. But anyway, I don't know. That was one idea that obviously didn't go anywhere. But I'll tell you what. We've made you a mermaid. We've already knocked that off your New Year's resolution. Now we got to make you a diver.
And nobody's getting knocked up.
Okay. All right. Just maintain that bubble, Santa, please. Now, but you want to become a diver too, right, Jill? Your game.
I do.
All right. So, hey, like Richie earlier, have you snorkeled? Have you even done that much before or no? As far as...
No, I haven't.
Okay, so we got to get you in
the
water.
Can you breathe through your mouth?
No, let me get this straight. Is Scuba Radio Drunken Santa actually giving dive advice on a potential scuba student? I don't know if this is really...
I am here to help.
I don't know if it's dive advice he's giving her.
Yeah, well, all right. Whatever. But the thing is, you do know how to swim at least, right, Jill?
Yeah,
you kinda. Can float.
Yeah.
Right?
I can, like, doggy paddle.
Okay, that's
good.
Let's
put it this way. She would definitely float.
Okay, all right. We'll leave it at that. I'm not sure what that means, and maybe we don't really want to know.
I can breathe through my nose.
You can breathe through your nose.
Excellent.
Well, you want to breathe through your mouth, actually, through a regulator. That is the second stage regulator that you stick in your mouth and you breathe off of that changes the ambient pressure of a scuba tank so you can breathe in underwater, okay? You have a first stage tank. I'm getting way ahead. I don't want to overwhelm you with... Yeah, it was way too confusing, wasn't it? Just stick it in your mouth and suck it. That's the main thing.
That's what I know.
Okay.
How did you?
All right. And moving on to Richie, because we better, before we get into any more trouble... Richie is in the studio as well. He wants to be a diver. So we have two potential new divers for 2015. Richie is not a mermaid, has no aspirations to be one as far as I know. Is that right?
Let's get him in the tail.
Wait.
No, but we just need to keep Jill next to me.
Okay. Well, yeah. I mean, you're the secondary. You're the backup stick up, you know. But he plays guitar, and we're going to do some music after the show today that you may hear next week as we do a remix of one of the Scuba Cowboys songs called I Just Want to Dive. And Richie's going to play some guitar. But, you want to be a scuba diver as well, right, Richie?
Oh, yeah, of course.
Yeah, so it's same kind of thing. Well, we can maybe, you know, that's the thing. We do work in buddy teams as divers. Do you know what that means? I assume you would, right?
Yeah, I do. And that's actually a great point because Drunken Santa has been the only one to offer to help. And I've kind of steered away from that option.
Yeah, so I can understand that being a bit of a turnoff to wanting to dive. Drunken Santa, you don't even have your certification yet, do you? Have you even snorkeled?
We can't talk about that right now.
Well, definitely not.
Until my lawyer says otherwise.
Okay. Definitely. No, Richie, I'm thinking maybe we'll put you guys in a class together. Maybe you, Jill, we'll get a few other people, and we'll throw you guys in a pool, let you breathe off a regulator, and get you certified to dive. And in exchange, you share some of your talents and experiences here on Scuba Radio. How's that sound?
That's fantastic.
All right. And but you don't have to put on a mermaid tail. And just so we're clear, that wasn't necessarily on your bucket list, at least while you're sober.
No, as long as I get to stand or swim behind the tail, I'm totally okay with that.
Well, you know, Jill, just so you know, you don't have to wear the tail when you're getting certified to dive. That is...
Can I wear that that really tight wetsuit?
Yes, absolutely. Okay. Absolutely. Yes. It's it's one of those things. It does take off 10 pounds. Yeah. You know, the radio adds 10, as you can see. But when we wear our wetsuits, we kind of look normal again. So that's what we go for at Scuba Radio. So you like that mindset, I guess, Jill, is what you're saying. Is that it?
Yeah, definitely.
Okay. All right, cool. Richie, you got your guitar. You're going to do some jamming for us. Go ahead and fire that thing up. Nice. He is the Scuba Cowboy. That's the song. But this, you know, it's going to be a mashup, you know, with a little kind of country twang, meets Eddie Van Halen or... Wow, this is going to be crazy. I like it. I like it a lot. Okay, we're sorry, but that's just what we do. You know,
that was awesome. Am I in the right radio studio?
Well, you know, the thing is, we're on our surface interval in between dives.
Usually, it sucks.
Okay, you like this, do you, Drunken Santa?
This is awesome.
You know, it's usually just the. I figured you were happy as it was before because you just come in and you're smashed anyway. That you didn't care what we did over there. Saying you like this better.
Santa likes to rock.
Santa likes to rock. Okay. Well, that's good. What about diving? Do you think, could you sober up long enough to dive with these guys? Maybe get in this dive class that I want to put together as well?
Sure, I could.
Yeah, you don't sound that very convincing.
Sure, I could.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Well, it's we dive in buddy teams, and maybe just Richie and Jill are enough.
I want to be your buddy.
You want to be her buddy?
I want to be her buddy.
But Drunken Santa, no?
No, he's out.
Okay, he's out.
Kiss my ass.
Okay, quit it. Just stop.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
For over 20 years, Explorer Ventures has been taking people just like you aboard their liveaboard dive vessels. You start as a guest and leave as a friend. It's a philosophy that comes from the top down at Explorer Ventures, and just maybe why Explorer Ventures has one of the best repeat customer stats in the dive industry. Of course, they offer spectacular diving in the Bahamas, Turks and Caicos, and Galapagos. All the details are right there at ExplorerVentures.com, but it's the people and the friendships one makes on these adventures that really sets Explorer Ventures apart from the rest. That's why we've made Explorer Ventures the official liveaboard company of Scuba Radio. Matter of fact, we'll be on several trips throughout the year, and we'd love for you to join us on any of these great diving adventures. However, the bottom line is, Explorer Ventures does the liveaboard dive experience right. Call them and see for yourself at 1-800-322-3577 or visit ExplorerVentures.com. That's ExplorerVentures.com.
Kevin Keatley wasn't ready for me or anything that followed. Chased by a police department led by his ex-girlfriend and hunted by brain fork-wielding Fijian assassins, it's everything he can do to keep from getting locked up, killed, or worse. Kava Screw is available as an ebook for $2.99 at Amazon.com. Kava Screw. Put a brain fork in him. He's done.
If you like the show you are listening to right now, you can listen to it and many more just like it on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Fishing, hunting, boating, and the rest of the great outdoors, 24/7, 365 on Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. Download the free Reno Viola's Outdoor Radio app or visit WRVORadio.com online to see the lineup and schedule. That's Reno Viola Outdoors Radio. And enjoy the great outdoors. Surface interval is complete. You are now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Get up. We're gone.
Where?
Maldives.
The Maldives? I don't even know where that is.
Indian Ocean. It's beautiful.
The natives there, are they friendly?
You need to worry about the natives, Tiny. Natives need to worry about you. Come on. We got a plane to catch.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg, the Dive Master. We have Bubble Boy in the studio, Scuba Radio Drunken Santa.
What is this disco crap?
No, this isn't disco. This is techno.
Disco. I want to rock. I thought we were going to rock today.
No, this is what's hot in Vegas right now. All the DJs are playing this kind of
Scandinavian
techno crap. But
sounds like disco.
Yeah, it's not disco. It's techno. Drunken Santa.
That get with the sucks. Whatever.
Get with
it
the
is,
90s,
it sucks
will you?
Ass.
Okay, well, it does.
But you have a real musician here, and you're playing that crap.
Well, that's right. We got Richie in the studio. He's going to help us out. do a remix of one of the Scuba Cowboys songs. We're going to rock it up. I just want to dive. And hopefully you'll hear the results of that next week. We'll see how it goes with the sessions. We also have Jill in the studio, who is a potential new diver. Richie and Jill are interested in, you know, marking scuba diving certification off the list in 2015. Now, you know, I could be the dive instructor for this, but, we have plenty of people we can go to. You guys could get certified here in Florida. You could go up to, the mountains of Virginia, for instance, and have Larry the Diver Guy certify you. And he's on the phone right now. Jerry, how are you, buddy? Jerry, are you there? There he is, barely. I think we have a, it's a string and two tin cans connection right now. So it might be tough to hear Jerry. But Jerry, are you there? Try it again.
Yeah, man.
There he is, barely. Okay, will you certify these guys? Will they have to go to the mountains of Virginia, or should they stay here in Florida, or will you come and meet them in Florida, or what? What do you think? Okay, I give up. It ain't going to work. We're having trouble connecting those guys from Progresso Soups stole our string or something, and one of them old ladies there complained about a recipe or some crap stole our line. So we're having trouble connecting with Jerry, so we'll have to reestablish that connection.
Pay your bill, Greg.
It's not my bill.
Pay your phone bill.
My phone's working. It's Jerry the Diver Guy's phone. I think he's having some issues with it today. It's a new year. You'd think it'd be new phone lines, but he was saying he was having some issues, so we'll have to connect with him another time. But what he was saying, though, is that he is a dive instructor as well, and he'd be more than happy to certify you guys if you are so inclined to want to go to Virginia. What would you prefer to do? No, you're shaking your head. Richie's a Florida boy, so he wants to stay here.
Yeah, we've got
to
stay in sunny Central Florida.
Sunny Central Florida, you'd prefer. I'm guessing you're a warm water wuss.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, so even surfing's out during the winter months?
Easily.
Okay, what about you, Jill? What do you think? Does cold water bother you, or would you prefer to dive in bath water?
I mean, I'd prefer to stay here in Florida because I think I'm going to live with Drunken Santa.
Oh, boy.
Yes! It's a Christmas miracle.
Just don't let him pee in your wetsuit.
Oh,
he kind of won me over the last break. And
he did? What did he do to win you over? I need to hear this.
Santa has special eggnog.
Is that what it is?
Magical eggnog.
Oh, brother. What, do you go to the school of Bill Cosby or something? What's going on here? This is sad. No, Jill, tell me the truth. What's going on here? What do you mean? What did he do to win you over?
He was just looking at my tail and then, was, rubbing, the sequins on it.
I'm guessing she's getting drunk on the fumes of Drunken Santa.
Contact time.
She's not drinking anything, is she?
You're welcome.
Okay.
He seems like he's sobering up a little bit, and he's actually a really good guy.
Yeah. So as he sobers up, you're getting more drunk? Or I'm not sure what's going on here.
I mean, he did give me something because I had a headache earlier.
Okay, that would be my moonshine left over from New Year's Eve that actually Jerry the Diver Guy provided. He calls it spring water. So it's clear. We'll leave it at that. But it did the job for me.
Hair the dog.
Okay. Oh, brother. I don't know. Do you have any concerns, though, about diving? A lot of people, when they're thinking about getting certified, Jill, one of the first questions they have is, they're worried about the sharks or things like that. Any kind of fears or issues like that that you have about jumping in the ocean? What do you think?
I don't want anything to, eat me.
Nothing to eat you. Mm-hmm. Well, well.
Okay, that's it for me.
Okay. Well, that's Richie.
I don't get it.
Yeah, well, I think he's somehow shot.
I'm out.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. No, they won't eat you, though, Richie. Don't worry about that. The thing is, what you got to understand is that the sharks are there. And as a surfer, you would know this, is that the sharks are in the ocean. We're in their domain. And as long as you don't do anything to annoy them or upset them, corner them, or anything like that, they're not going to come after you.
I got it.
Yeah.
What about a big slippery eel?
A big, I don't know, a slippery eel?
An electric eel.
There's no, we don't have
come
to
come out of his
about,
hole.
We don't have to worry about electric eels in Florida, at least Drunken Santa. And eels, you know, the same thing. Any of the marine life, when you learn how to dive, Jill, this is more for you. All that stuff, they're more afraid of you than you are of them. You hear what I'm saying? Because the reality is, as soon as you jump in, they scatter like, I don't know, roaches isn't the right word. But they're actually afraid of our bubbles. Just our bubbles that we make from the regulators and Bubble Boy's situation out of the
Sorry
end of
that.
His wetsuit. That is a tendency to scatter the fish and marine life underwater to an amount that would surprise you, I bet. I bet you didn't know that. Did you ever think that bubbles would be a way to scare fish away, Jill?
I didn't know that.
Well, so you learned something today, see?
Do you think that I'll touch a dolphin?
Well, you know, you could potentially, but that's not really going to happen on a dive. The same thing. They're afraid of bubbles. You know, when you go dive with dolphins or snorkel with them, because that's what they generally do when it comes to wild dolphins, for instance, in the Bahamas and Bimini, you go out on a boat into the salt flats there off of the west end of the Bahamas, and there's a pod of spotted bottlenose dolphins that are kind of used to divers, but they, even in that case, they don't usually dive. They snorkel because the bubbles from the regulators in the tanks have a tendency to kind of scare the dolphins enough, so they snorkel with them instead, free dive down with less bubbles, and the dolphins actually come in and kind of investigate and check you out and that kind of thing.
Who wants to make the blowhole joke? Anyone?
What, for a dolphin?
Anyone?
Go ahead, I guess. I can't believe I'm saying this. You don't have one, do you?
You're the professional.
There's no joke.
How much
when
can
it comes
I set
you
up
that we can tell that will keep us on the air? This is the first show of 2015. Let's at least get into like two or three shows before we get kicked off the air.
Scuba Radio.
Scuba.
Scuba Radio.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. Bubble Boy in the studio. Scuba Radio's Drunken Santa is with us today, too. And we apologize in advance because we know it's not going to get any better. It's been, I don't know, it's been one of those shows where it's even a little nuttier than normal. And that might be because we have two potential new divers in the studio with us today, Jill and Richie. Jill is Drunken Santa's nurse, or I don't know what she is exactly, but I'm glad she came in, and she's interested in learning how to dive, so we're going to see if we can make that happen for her. Same thing with Richie. Richie actually plays guitar and is going to help us do some recording on a remix of a Scuba Cowboy song called I Just Want to Dive, or just reworking it, trying to add a little edge to it, and he brought his guitar in. Go ahead, let it shred there. Nice. Yeah, a little ZZ Top kind of thing going on. Oh, that's good stuff right there. So, you know, as you can tell, we're just having some fun today. And we're just bringing the whole crew in, and we're going to have some fun after the show ends today and see if we can record that and play it on the air next week. What do you think, Santa?
You know how they have goofy radio names?
What do you mean, goofy radio?
Who like you're Greg the Dive Master.
What's goofy about
and
that?
He's Jimmy the Bubble Boy. He could be Guitar Richie.
Guitar Richie. Okay, that you know that kind of works. Maybe we need to come up with a dive type of thing, though. You think? Yeah. Guitar Richie makes sense
guitar,
right now.
Guitar Richie. Let it rip.
Okay. All right. Well, I like it a lot. I mean, he's a good guitar player, as you can tell. So it's going to be fun.
Hey, I don't bring any crappy people to
the
show.
What kind of what nickname would you have for Jill, though? I mean, all the mermaids have, you know, kind of a nickname as well.
So. Luscious Jill from Jacksonville.
She's from Atlanta.
Whatever.
Okay, we got to work on that one. But we will. And we'll be back with more next. Stay close to the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
This is the Worldwide Scuba Radio Network.
This is a show that I feel has depth to it.
Has depth to it?
It has depth. Has depth and density to it.
Many, many layers of solid entertainment here.
Scuba Radio Drunken Santa seems to like this music. I didn't realize you were such a Rush fan. What's the deal with that, Santa?
I love Rush.
You love Rush? Well, who would have thunk it? All right, well, there you go.
Greatest band in the world.
You think so? Okay. Well, okay.
And a lot of people agree with me.
I had no idea you were such a rocker, as we're finding out today.
But, and Richie is just playing some Rush a minute ago.
Yeah, was he? Yeah, yeah. I recognize that.
That's YYZ.
YYZ. Yeah.
Zed.
Okay, whatever. You are a Rush aficionado.
In Canada, Zed.
Okay. All right, well, let's talk to someone else because I'm bored with you. Jill, talk to me. You know, if we get you certified to dive, where would you like to dive? I mean, you want to pet a dolphin.
Say the Bahamas.
Say the hummus? I don't know what he said.
Save the Bahamas.
He told me to say the Bahamas.
Oh, the Bahamas, of course.
If
yeah.
that's where he's going, then I'm not going there because we're not talking now.
Okay. This whole relationship.
What happened? Oh, my God, what happened?
You're grossing me out.
Oh, my God.
I would like to go to Fiji.
This is like a 20-year marriage, you know, like in the span, you know, an entire relationship in the span of the show. I love this.
He doesn't have cable at his house.
Doesn't have cable. Mm-mm. Oh, well, that's not right.
So how am I going to watch scuba shows on TV and learn the craft?
Well, true, but you know we're Scuba Radio. You don't really have to watch us. You look at us. You don't want.
Have you ever heard of YouTube?
Well, you have Netflix. Is that what you're trying to say, Drunken Santa? You just don't have cable. Is that it? Okay, whatever. Jill, okay, but you want to go to Fiji, you say?
Yeah, Fiji.
Have you been there before? No?
No, but I mean, I've been to Mexico.
Okay, that's not really close to Fiji, but, you know.
Oh, it's not?
No. Oh. Have you been out of the country? Let me go. Maybe we need to, you know, baby steps again here. Have you been out of
the country? She said Mexico.
Oh, you've been to Mexico.
No, not really. Like
Drunken Santa, pay attention, will you?
I've seen it because I've been to Houston.
Okay, wait. You've seen Mexico because you've been to Houston.
Honey, Tex-Mex is just a restaurant. It's not really a country.
There's a then new no. Mexico. All right. Well, anyway, so all right. So you haven't been out of the country. You have a passport or no?
No.
Okay, so you haven't been out of the country. So we will have to change this. You'll have to get a passport. And then maybe we'll start.
Can we send her now?
What, you want to send her out of the country now? You want to deport her? Drunken Santa? Just because you're having a little family spat. Come on, get over it.
I'm just kidding.
Okay.
Stop it.
Yeah.
Everything's fine.
Everything's not fine. He's lying. Maybe when you like certify me, then you can also give me a passport at the same time.
Well, you got to apply for a passport. I really have no connections in that regard. Other than you can do this all online and get the process started. If you send in for your passport at the beginning of your dive certification, by the time we're done, you'll be ready to go. It depends on how quick we do the certification. We're going to have 2 to 4 pool sessions. you know, depending on how much work we do in a day. And then we do like four dives in a couple days or a weekend. Richie, that
works
for you.
Who's pool?
I got a friend down in South Florida, a guy named Walt DeMartini, who is world-renowned, also runs a facility down there called the Gomez Hilton. And we're going to try to connect with Walt here before the end of the show. And I don't know. Actually,
I got a pool. Wouldn't that work?
Does he have martinis? Did he say martinis?
Well, he is Walt DeMartini. And, you know, so he does know a lot of people. Let me see.
I just want the mermaid in my pool.
Yeah. Walt, are you there with us now?
Can I come home with you?
Walt,
you
talk to me.
My pool.
No, Walt, are you with us? There he is. Hold on. I gotta change something. Walt is fired up the microphone at the Gomez Hilton, but I have to change something on our end so we can hear him appropriately. But here, there you, Walt, are you with us now? Talk to us. Talk
to
us,
buddy. I'm with you, and hey, the drunken Santa.
Yes. Yeah. Okay.
Hola, cómo está? Muy bien, gracias.
Yes. Yeah. Okay. This is our live mic at the Gomez Hilton, but you know, they have a new dive program that I'm working with Walt on. That they have a pool at the facility, and we can do scuba lessons there, and it's right next to the ocean down there in Fort Lauderdale, so we can do the pool session right there with the. At the Gomez Hilton, and then head out on the Dry Martini 2 and do our checkout dives. So it's a very kind of, you know, like a one-stop shop type of setup that we have available to us here in 2015 that we're looking to take advantage of. How does that sound to you, Jill? What do you think?
Yeah, I mean, that sounds good. You know, I'm excited. Can we go now? Like, when are we going?
Well, you got to fill out some paperwork. You got to do your classroom work and learn the physics and some basics about scuba diving, what you can't do, you know, and, you know, Bubble Boy can back me up on this. It wasn't
fill out the paperwork just like you fill out that top and you'll be fine.
And take out insurance.
For what? What do you mean?
It's always good to have insurance with our friends from Dan.
Yes. Well, Divers Alert Network, yeah, you can get coverage from them, actually as a dive student for free during the class. So that'll be no problem whatsoever. But we can get you in the water and get you, you know, after you do some of the book work, Jill. I mean, this will take like, you know, you're a smart kid, right? What is your IQ? Where would you put it? In the upper twos, threes? She's laughing. I don't even know what that means, actually.
50?
Okay, we'll go with that. That's good enough for me.
I see a couple nice twos here.
So what we could do...
That would be four.
Uh-huh. So we would get you guys into the class, and basically you do the paperwork and do a few quizzes. So I'll walk you through some of that. But it's a little bit of reading. It might take you, I don't know, 5 hours or so nonstop if you did it nonstop. Maybe a little bit longer, but you'd break it up. You do an hour here, an hour there, and you'd be done in a week.
Greg's a dive master. How hard could it be?
True. Exactly.
And Jill looks like she goes nonstop anyway, so that should be all right.
Is that true, Jill? Or is that a question we shouldn't ask?
That's a little personal.
Yeah, of course it is. But you'll answer it anyway?
Yeah, I go nonstop.
Oh, of course.
I got a pool right around the corner.
Yeah. But we got the Gomez Hilton. I'm telling you, that might be the place you want to go because it's really decked out.
Yeah,
quite
I think
nice.
I'm going to go with Greg to the Gomez Hilton.
Yeah, the Gomez Hilton. Walt DeMartini is world-renowned down in South Florida, especially because he doesn't run a charter dive boat anymore. He just runs the Gomez Hilton, which is kind of like a very exclusive type of property that you have to know someone to be able to get into. This isn't open to the public. This is a facility that is only open to exclusive folks like ourselves. And, you know, I'm willing to open that door for you guys.
That's all us.
If you're so inclined. And what we can do, we'll go down there and leverage some of Walt's contacts. Because back in the day, what he was known for was running a dive charter operation in Fort Lauderdale and having a world-renowned staff working for him on the boat. Like the dive masters and the captains and everybody running the boat were just, I don't know, they're on a whole different level. You hear what
smoking
I'm
hot ladies.
Yeah, they were, indeed. And it's
legendary. Like the Hugh Hefner of the high seas.
Yeah, I think he was. He's still considered that, but he just doesn't do it on a, you know, day-in and day-out basis anymore. He kind of works us into this... you know, into the Gomez Hilton. Actually, and that's what I've been working with him on is setting up this exclusive type of new amenity at the Gomez Hilton. This is a new offering that they're putting in place, a new program, a scuba program at the Gomez Hilton that he had has offered for me to help manage. And so that's going to be my role. One of my new roles in 2015 is the, scuba manager of the Gomez Hilton. So is that, I don't know. I'm so busy as it is now. I don't know. What do you think, Drunken Santa? Can I handle this new responsibility?
You can't handle it, but I can help you.
You will assist?
I will do my best.
Well, then obviously I'm going to need more help. Bubble Boy, what do you think?
Yeah, I think you're going to need more help.
As long as Walt has the punch in the fridge.
Or bigger limits on my insurance. Is that basically what we're talking about here, too?
You need to get reinsured.
Yeah, that could be. I don't think there's actually an insurance company that will touch
this. Hey, Jimmy. Why so serious?
What is that?
That's my Joker.
Okay. All right. Well, we could get certified head on the Dry Martini 2, which is a go-fast boat. Be over in Bimini in 2 hours.
Hey, Jimmy.
And snorkeling with wild dolphins over there in Bimini. How's that sound, Jill?
Is that near Texas?
Yeah, you can see it from Texas, I believe, yeah.
Oh, cool, then I'm in. Scuba
Radio. Greg the Dive Master is sitting by the phone now, wishing it would ring, hoping that it's you on the other end of the line. Tug on his line now at 1-888-88-SCUBA.
Hosting a radio show about scuba diving and boating is one of the best gigs on the planet. It's actually part of my job to check out and report on cool new products I personally use to enhance my diving and boating adventures. However, I do believe in sharing the joy, and this is why we've added Nanook protective hard cases to our list of products you can now purchase on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Nanook cases are designed to protect the most sensitive equipment in the harshest environments. Underwater photographers, listen up. From their high-impact NK7 resin to their exclusive power claw latches, Nanook has raised the bar for those of you that demand the best protection for your gear. Plus, Nanook protective cases cost less than similar products currently on the market. The company has been around for over 15 years, but it's new to the U.S., so we've made a small number of Nanook cases available exclusively for you at a special introductory price on the merchandise page at scubaradio.com. Go there now and check out Nanook, the evolution of protection.
I'm always the first to run low on air.
I'm adjusting my BCD all the time.
It feels that I spent half my dive swimming back to the dive boat and on the surface.
You can learn to improve your diving so that you can feel more confident with your skills and more comfortable in the water thanks to the Professional Association of Dive Instructors. Peak Performance Buoyancy and the Navigation Specialty Course are just a few of the many PADI offerings to consider. Visit PADI.com to find the PADI Dive Center nearest you. PADI, the way the world learns to dive.
Obviously, we have it pretty good here at Scuba Radio, but why let us have all the fun? Dive into scubaradio.com and allow us to share the joy. It's all there, from cool monthly giveaways to info on how you can join us on our next big dive adventure or Scuba Radio broadcast. Click on the Shop tab for special Scuba Radio pricing on Scuba Radio hats, jackets, shirts, and an assortment of unique items you won't find anywhere else. You can even get info on how to take scuba classes from a real live mermaid. So dive in now at scubaradio.com.
Scuba Radio. Scuba Radio.
Prepare to rig for dive!
Your surface interval is complete. You're now clear to dive with Scuba Radio.
Scuba Radio.
The world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Scuba Radio.
Dive, dive, dive.
Scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba. Scuba diver. The scuba, 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 uba. Scuba, dooba, uba, haba. The scuba. Scuba diver.
This is the world's first radio show devoted to diving. I am Greg the Dive Master. We have Scuba Radio Drunken Santa in the studio, Bubble Boy, Richie the guitar player, and Jill the mermaid. So we got a whole crew of crazy folks on the board, or in the studio. And actually on the phone, we've tried to reestablish our connection with Jerry the Diver Guy. Let's see if we got him. Jerry, are you with me? Can you hear me now?
Oh, yes, I can hear you. Can you hear me now?
I hear you from the mountains of Virginia. Happy New Year to you, my friend. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. We're having technical difficulty here at Mountain Divers, and we just bypassed everything.
Yeah, you spilled some spring water on the wires, did you?
Well, yeah.
Yeah, I'll tell you what, that spring water helped me through the new year. I'll tell you what, from what I remember, at least. You hear what I'm saying? It also helped helped us start the bonfire when we burned up all the Christmas trees in the neighborhood. Good times. Good times indeed.
It'll do it.
All right, so I got Richie, who plays guitar, and Jill, who is now a scuba radio mermaid, that want to learn how to dive. And you're willing to take them under your fin and teach them the proper technique to do so, I'm guessing. You'd assist in this, wouldn't you?
Oh, yes. Anything for scuba radio, we'll take care of that for them.
What do you think, Jill? Does Jerry sound like the type of instructor you would like to have, or would you prefer to just work with me?
I'm a little nervous, but yeah, I mean, I guess I would work with him.
Yeah.
I don't know him, but he sounds legit.
Yeah, oh, he's legit. I mean, and he has his spring water from Virginia that helps, helps ease the pains after a day of diving. Like, have you stretched those muscles a little bit too far? You kicked a little bit wider than you should have in your mermaid tail. He has the perfect cure, the proper medicine to cure your ills. You hear what I'm saying?
I do hear what you're saying.
Okay. All right. I don't know if she sounds that convinced, Jerry. What do you think? Maybe?
I will convince her.
You'll convince her. Okay.
Oh, yes.
All right. Well,
we can do all this down there. I mean, we'll go down to the Gomez Hilton, spend a little time with Walt.
So
we'll have a big time.
You'll help me manage that that scuba program at the Gomez Hilton, will you?
Yes.
Right? Okay. I'll tell you what. Hold on. I think I got Walt on the line as well. Walt, are you with us now as well, buddy?
Yeah, buddy. I got you loud and clear.
Okay. What do you think about this dive program that I have developed for you? Do you like the sound of this? Do you think this would be a nice amenity to offer at the Gomez Hilton in 2015 or what?
I think we can do it, buddy. We can do it down here. We can do it in the pool. We can do it in the hot tub. We can jump in the boat and be in the Bahamas in an hour and a half.
Well, how about that? And Jill, guess what? We could actually scuba dive, too. Hey, thank you. I'll be here all week.
That guy does it everywhere.
He had me at hot tub.
Oh, yes.
Doing it in the hot tub.
Don't forget the yellow submarine.
He has a yellow submarine. He does. There's all kinds of cool little features of the Gomez Hilton that you won't find at your typical, establishment. And Jerry the Diver Guy got to see some of this during the Christmas holiday. Jerry, you'll back me up on that, right?
100%.
Yes. So the accommodations at the Gomez Hilton are not only very exclusive, but very unique in many, many ways. And definitely an experience that you would not soon forget there, Jill. I have no doubt. And Richie, I think you would appreciate some of these amenities as well. And what are the rules of the Gomez Hilton hot tub there, Walt? I mean, isn't there a sign that says there are certain things you can do and can't do or something? What is it?
Yeah, let me walk outside and read them right now because for some reason, a little too much rum punch, they're not committed to memory.
Don't forget to put on your shorts.
But it says hot tub rules.
Right.
No peeing in the hot tub.
Yes, okay. Well, that's pretty much standard protocol.
No non-alcoholic drinks in the hot tub.
Okay. So that'd be after our day of diving, right? Okay.
Farting in the hot tub.
Okay, well, that's just good anywhere, actually.
How would you know?
Yeah, a lot of bubbles.
Yeah.
And the last one is the important one for Jill.
Uh-oh.
That's no tops allowed.
Oh, okay. Well, I forgot about that one. Hopefully,
hey, rules are rules.
What rules are rules?
Those are the same rules for this studio.
Yeah, well, you know, that's just how we roll. And, So, Richie, we were just joking. You can put your top back on.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
But I have to keep mine off.
Well, I can't really say anything about that, or I'm just going to get
it. It's really cold in here, Greg.
Yeah. Oh, brother.
Greg, where is the lovely Jill from?
Jill?
Yes.
I'm from Atlanta.
Atlanta. She's a Hotlanta lady.
All right.
Yeah. So, you know, we're going to bring her into the diving community as well as Richie, who's a world-class guitar player. And we're going to bring these folks down to South Florida and I don't know, take them to the facilities there at the Gomez Hilton, get them certified. What do you think, Walt? Your game, right?
I'm game for it. I think it's great. Listen, I just talked to the scuba cowboy yesterday. He's booking a stint down in here, too. He'll be playing at some of the local establishments in the Keys and in South Florida area. So he may be down here at the same time you guys are down.
Absolutely. Yeah, we're working on a big, just a big to-do. That's for sure, because, you know, not only is a scuba cowboy coming to town, but we're working on a song, or one of his songs called I Just Want to Dive, and we're working on a remix, a mashup with Richie's shredding guitar and some just cool little grooves and things that we got. There we go. We're just going to edge it up just a little bit for 2015. And so we'll hopefully have the results of that for you next week on the big show. So make sure you tune in for your own amusement, if not ours. All right, that'll do it for this week. Till next time, remember, it's always better. Where, gang?
Down with water.
Oh, brother, I knew I should have given that to Jill.
Scuba Radio is a production of Overboard Entertainment Incorporated. Scuba
Radio. This seems the logical place for fish to congregate.
Remember, you can listen live or to archives of past editions of Scuba Radio worldwide over the internet at scubaradio.com.
So we're in international waters?
Indeed so.
Tell a friend and buddy up with your radio every week for Scuba Radio, the world's first radio show devoted to diving.
Well, it's all very nice here, but we should be going. I miss me wife and me oxygen.
Yes, we all miss our loved ones and gases. Let's go.
The opinions you just heard on Scuba Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests.
Okay, you know what I just heard? Blah, 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 blah.
They are not necessarily those of any station or network, its management, or advertisers.
Come on, quit yanking me.
Scuba diving does involve risk and should never be conducted without proper instruction and training.
Oh, what's the worst thing that could happen?
I could die.
Have any questions or comments? Feel free to do so via the web at scubaradio.com.